child has got no anxiety, no insecurities, and no anxiety in a child. You look at a baby lying in a cradle, he's not worried about tomorrow or what's going to happen because it's got a father and a mother to care for it. So I believe a man who's really poor in spirit, one mark of it, if you want to know whether you're poor in spirit, there'll be no anxiety. An anxious person is one who doesn't have a father, an orphan. You read, orphans are always very anxious and fight for their rights and very possessive. You see sometimes poor orphans who've grown up as orphans, and you see when they mingle with others in a school or something, they're very possessive of their friends. They have a friend, they don't want anybody else to have this friend. This friend must be only my friend. That's the mark of an orphan. Very possessive. But the person who's got a good father and mother and is comfortable in that relationship, he's quite happy if his friend is friends with others as well. So this possessiveness is the mark of an orphan. So that's what Jesus said. He said he's going to send the Holy Spirit because he doesn't want to leave us as orphans. So a person who's poor in spirit, there's no insecurity in him. It's like a child. No anxiety or fear about the future. Anxiety is a mark of a person who doesn't have a father. He doesn't have a father, or he doesn't believe that he's got a father. And I see so many Christians who don't take anxiety as a serious thing. The Bible says very clearly, be anxious for zero. You read that verse? Be anxious for zero. Philippians 4 verse 6. And that's coupled with poverty of spirit. A person who's really poor in spirit will have such a confidence in his heavenly Father that he will not be anxious for anything. I remember in the Sermon on the Mount, let me show you something in the Sermon on the Mount where Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, three times in a space of about 10 verses, three times in 10 verses, Jesus repeats something. Matthew 6 verse 25. Have you noticed it? Now when you talk to somebody, if you repeat something three times within 1 minute or 2 minutes, that must be something pretty important. Now if you were to read Matthew chapter 6 verse 25 to 34, it doesn't take more than 2 minutes to read it. 2 minutes. Matthew chapter 6 verse 25 to 34. Think as Jesus is speaking, it takes 2 minutes. And in those 2 minutes, he repeats three times. Verse 25, do not be worried. Verse 31, do not worry. Verse 34, do not worry. Verse 28, why are you worried? Now, in 2 minutes, if something is repeated 3-4 times, it must be a very, very important matter. Have you seen it like that? That in 2 minutes of Jesus' message, 4 times he talks about not being worried about anything. And yet I find that many Christians do not think of that as a sin. I'll tell you why. They are not poor in spirit. They're not like a little child. They are clever adults who got 101 things to worry about. Now, I'm not talking about taking your responsibility seriously. I'm not talking about these careless, irresponsible fathers and husbands who don't take their responsibility seriously. I'm a father, and I've been a father and husband for many years, and I've always taken my responsibility seriously to make sure there's enough money to take care of the expenses, enough food in the home, etc. That's our responsibility. But to be anxious and worried about it, it's ungodly. Jesus said, learn from little children. If you meditate on a little child, it's one of the things you see. A child is absolutely not anxious or worried. I sometimes use this illustration. Let me repeat it. Supposing a poor person has got a vacation order from his house. He could not pay the rent. And so the landlord has said, by so-and-so date, you've got to vacate the house, and he's not able to pay the rent. and the date has come, by tomorrow morning he has to vacate the house and he doesn't know where to go. He's in a panic the whole night. But supposing he's got a 5-year-old son who's sleeping in another room, and you go and wake up that son and say, "How are you sleeping, man? Don't you know you've got to vacate this place tomorrow morning? There's no place to go." You know what that 5-year-old boy will say? "Don't disturb me. Go and tell daddy and go back to sleep." Isn't that what he'll say? He's not going to sit up the whole night worried about, "Where am I going to go tomorrow?" So having said that example, I ask believers, do you have a father? Do you have a father who cares for you? Or even for the hairs on your head? Who watches even a sparrow falling to the ground? Is that the father you have? Or do you have some irresponsible father who doesn't care for you? I thank God I have a father who cares for the hairs on my head. I believe that. A father who watches the sparrows that fall dying. I have never seen a dead sparrow on. If you ask me, when was the last time I saw a dead sparrow on the ground? I can't even remember. Can you remember when was the last time you saw a dead sparrow lying on the ground? There are millions of sparrows in the world. How is it you never see one dead one lying on the ground somewhere? Think of that. The Father in heaven cares even for that. And that should be a lesson to all of us. We have a Father. And I'll tell you this, my dear brothers and sisters. When you're poor in spirit, you'll be free from that tension and anxiety that comes by thinking that you have to handle everything yourself. It's one of the blessed things of being a child of God, that we can cast our burdens, as we saw in our study yesterday, to cast our burdens on the Lord so we don't have to carry them ourselves. It's a wonderful life. That's the way God wants us to live. And I believe if we live like that, it will be a testimony to people around us as they get to know us, that here's a person who's free from tension and free from anxiety.